Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. We are in the middle of a 30-day gratitude experiment at my church, and I am loving it. Mostly it's because I don't take the time, usually, to think about the ways in which God blesses me. And God does bless me all the darn time, and I just don't even process it, much less see it. So we make space and think about it and intentionally turn our thoughts and words to God, and we say thanks. I did a funeral for a lovely lady last week, and her daughter said that every morning her mom got up, no matter what, and said, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Every day, good or bad, that's what she said. Even this day is the day the Lord has made. Even when this day kind of sucks, even when we don't feel like rejoicing at all, even when rejoicing in the day is the last, and I mean last thing we want to do or are even capable of doing. But gratitude, I'm learning, is not about changing our circumstances, but our perspective. So no matter what kind of day I'm having, no matter what new horrible thing is thrown into my path, I can still find things to bring me hope. Not always happiness, but hope. Remember from Uplift's past that the Greek word we translate as hope is elpis, which means expectation of good. So today might not be good. Tomorrow might also not be good. But I'm going to trust that this is not the way it will be forever, that God has promised me good. And so let everything that breathes praise the Lord. This verse from Psalm 150 can really feel like an impossibility sometimes. To praise God with the breath I have in me on those days where it is so hard to praise God. But I have breath in me today. I am breathing. And so even if that's it, even if it feels like that is all I've got going for me in this moment, it's enough. To breathe is enough. So I'm going to do it. Breathe. Do it with me right now, in and out. Once more, in and out. I am breathing. You are breathing. And for that, this psalm reminds us that we are to praise the one who gives us breath, who gives us life. And if you need help, if it feels kind of hard to remember how to praise God in the midst of rough stuff, in the midst of bad circumstances, when all you have is that one breath in you, there is a song that we sing here at my church by the band All Sons and Daughters, and it's called Great Are You, Lord. And in the chorus, this song says, "It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out your praise. We pour out our praise." And the bridge near the end of this song says, "I'm breathing in your grace and breathing out your praise forever." So, as difficult as it is, that's what we're going to do this week, Uplifters. I know it's not always easy, but we're here and we're breathing. So let's praise the one who gives us breath. And if you want to hear the song, we'll put the link in the podcast episode description. Let everything that has breath, that's you and me, praise the Lord. Amen. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.